News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Oh, the iconic theme tune to Love Island. Love Island is, of course, back on our screens on Monday. And the 11th series of the hit dating show shows has no Irish contestants in its official lineup this time around. But that could all change if a bombshell comes into the house. Joining us now is freelance presenter Megan Scully, who was once considered for Love Island's first ever season. Megan, tell us about this.
Good morning to you both. So I was living in London and working. I did my internship in London and over 10 years ago now. And I got asked to come for a screen test and for this show, Love Island show that they were bringing back. And sure, I hadn't a clue what was going on, but I thought, sure, I'll go for the crack. And I went and did the screen test. And I remember being there, and I guess I was just very naive at the time. And I had a chat with all the producers, and, you know, again, really good fun. But I think, you see, when I'm talking on radio or TV, I speak in my, I guess, radio TV voice. But my regular chit-chat voice is 100 miles an hour with a very thick Galway accent. So I could kind of see them looking at me, and I'd say they were like, oh, this girl's going to need subtitles. But anyway, long story short, I didn't get the role. And then the series came out, and I remember looking at it. And now it has changed since, but series one was very much so Geordie Shore-esque style contestants.
Well, it's a little bit that way anyway. I mean, I have to confess, I do watch it. But so there is a little bit of the Geordie Shore to it in a way, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think then that first series especially was very much so that kind of look, and I'm sure I would have stuck out like a sore thumb, so I don't know what would have worked for me or against me, but I can't imagine many of the male contestants choosing me if I was on that series. But
Come now. You are. I've met you in real life, Megan. I'm sure they'd have been glad to have picked you. Do you watch it yourself? Like, I know people give out about it, and it is fluff and dross and all those types of things. Yes, but I find it is a very pleasant start to the summer myself.
Every year I say, oh, I won't watch Love Island now, because I do find you start watching the first few episodes and suddenly you're drawn in, and every evening, you, as you mentioned, you're sitting in front of the TV. Mm. But the reason I think I kind of enjoy it is because it doesn't really take much brain power to watch it. You can just turn it on and you can just enjoy it and not have to take in too much. And, you know, you can go to bed then, happy out, not kind of bothered by what you've seen. And I just think it's an easy watch. And I found over the years with my housemates, like, we often wouldn't spend very much time together, just different work schedules. And we found that Love Island was kind of the one time we could all sit down together and watch something together. So we kind of made it a priority to watch Love Island, because then we could just have that moment, that hour, an hour and a half, sit down, cup of tea, watch Love Island, talk about what we think about it. And became a kind of nice part.
Yeah, and I know we're saying I'm saying for sure that it's dross and all that kind of stuff, even though I do watch it. But what fascinates me most is all the kind of the machinations that go on, you know, the kind of Machiavellian stuff. That it's like the Roman Senate. They're all stabbing each other in the back and forming alliances and going off with each other's partners. And it's kind of human nature. It's like a David Attenborough program about humans in a way, isn't it? That's how I comfort myself with why I watch it.
Well, I think what you see in the show is probably what goes on in real life if you're that age group and dating someone, and, you know, they kind of, as you mentioned, they're behind each other's back chatting with someone else. Mm. And that probably does go on in real life. So it kind of gives you, I guess, a bird's eye view of what happens. So in some sense like that, it is quite interesting. I think maybe parents watch it and think, oh, this would never go on. And it's like, well, actually, you might be surprised to know what really happened.
And lastly, maybe, Megan, I was interested to know that it isn't actually Maura Higgins who coined the expression fanny flutters. I believe that's you.
I can't say I coined it I originated the phrase, but I may have said it many years before she entered the show. In fact, I think I was in my master's back in 2011 or 12, and I had said it one day jokingly to all the girls, and they said, don't you dare ever say that phrase ever again. That's a terrible thing to say. And it was a very much so private moment. And then years later, Maura steps out onto the Love Island show.
It could have been you, Megan. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, but look, sure, how different life could have been.
Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is freelance presenter there, Megan Scully. Of course, Jono, Love Island hitting the screens Monday night. Will you be glued?
Oh, good God, no. No,
at
all.
Don't
Less
pour
after
cold
that
water.
Conversation.
Now listen, you'll have the flutters. You'll be all flutters.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. on News Talk.